From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
There are just four teams still standing in the men's college basketball tournament. Florida, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Kentucky will all compete in the Final Four tonight at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The top-seeded Gators go up against the seventh-seeded Huskies of UConn, followed by the Badgers taking on the Wildcats. You can hear the game on WSAU, pregame show at 6:30. Carlos Gomez was 4-for-5 with two RBIs as the Brewers beat the Red Sox 6-2 on opening day at Fenway Park. Lyle Overbay started a four-run ninth inning with a two-run double for the Brewers. Marco Estrada struck out 6-for-5 in two-thirds innings of two-run ball. He got a no decision. Brandon Kinsler picked up the win in relief. The two teams play again tonight. Because of the Badger game on WSAU, you can hear the Brewers and Red Sox on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. A new franchise record has been set in Milwaukee, one the Bucks don't want. The Chicago Bulls handed the Bucks a 102-90 loss at the United Center last night, tying the record for losses in a season at 62, set by the 1993-94 team. The Bucks are back at home tonight taking on Toronto. Kirk Henrich led the way for Chicago in the victory last night with 17 points. More trouble for Bucks center Larry Sanders. The NBA has suspended him for 5 games for violating the league's drug program. Sanders said he used marijuana. He apologized, and the Bucks said collectively in a written statement they're disappointed by the suspension. It's been a horrendous year for Sanders. He was out 6 weeks at the beginning of the season after he tore a thumb ligament during a brawl at a downtown Milwaukee nightclub. Played in just 23 games before suffering an orbital fracture in his right eye that put him out for the season. Meanwhile, also on the court last night, Kevin Durant scored 28 points for Oklahoma City. It was his 40th straight time to do that. Only one other player has done that in NBA history. That was Michael Jordan back in 1986. The Pointer baseball team has had their weekend doubleheaders pushed back to Sunday and Monday. They were supposed to play today and tomorrow. First game of the doubleheaders on Sunday and Monday will start at noon at University Field if they can get it ready because of the weather. Denver Bronco head coach John Fox gets a 3-year contract extension from the team. And the Merrill girls basketball team is looking for a new head coach after Melissa Yuska stepped down after 7 years at the helm. The announcement came from Merrill AD Rick Bunnell, who said that Yuska was leaving for personal reasons. The Blue Jays compiled an 84-75 record in her 7 years as head coach. That's sports. I'm Tom King.